Pray for cars, I always have the most wonderful testimonies. You say, well, what makes you have faith for cars? What God has done in my life. I have belief for cars. And perhaps you're watching this program right now and you need a car. And I don't believe God is going to give you some wreck. I believe He's going to give you the best. Would you please call in? Let us pray with you today for the best car you have ever had. I prayed this for my roommate. She said, oh, I need a car. And so she never dreamed how God would bring the car. And within a week, she had the car. Hey, we have a good God. He does big things. And today, we have a wonderful guest. Tell about this guest.
Yeah, but before I do that, really quick, I want to thank our partners. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're so vital for what we do to help us cover the earth with the Word. We couldn't do this without you, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Mom, I have a verse that I wanted to share briefly. It's Luke 23, verse 7. Sounds a little weird, but it's interesting because Pilate sent Jesus to Herod when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction. And one of you're watching right now, and it feels like God has sent you into an enemy territory, enemy camp, enemy opposition. And you're watching, and you're like, I don't get this. But I want to encourage you that there's nothing evil that's going to attach itself to you or hurt you or be divisive or destructive to you. God is protecting you, watching over you, and directing your steps. So be encouraged. And of course, hop on the phone. We'd love to pray for you. Some of you, that really witnesses in your heart, and you know that. So let us know. We like hearing from you. And the guest that we have, yes. Jennifer Ives. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Seeing the supernatural. You totally don't want to miss this interview because many of you watching, you see and you sense things and you're aware of things. You're like, what is that? And this program, this interview will help you today.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah, can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Do you want your life changed? I always want to be in a lifestyle of change, supernatural. I don't want to have a just natural life. I want to live a supernatural life. And I have found the Bible keeps you in the supernatural. And today we have a really special, special guest. And I want to say the last name right. It's Jennifer Ives.
Ives.
Ives. Ives, yeah. See, I said it wrong again. Now, I especially appreciate her because she's talking about seeing the supernatural. But she's a pastor's wife. And to me, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
You know, you can talk about it, and I say this about evangelists, because I do evangelism. Mm-hmm. You look good, you smell good, you preach good, and you leave.
Yeah.
But when you pastor, you stay. And I think almost forced learning comes through pastoring. That's why seeing the supernatural is not goofy or kooky or somebody who's here today and gone tomorrow, but lives it. So Jennifer, Sarah, and I really want to welcome
you. Thank
you.
Thank you
for being with us.
Glad to
and
be here.
Sarah, help us get started here because she has so much to share.
Sure. So just a quick little intro, like super short. Can you just give us a little background on who you are? Because not everybody in our audience is familiar with you. Just super short.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a Mormon family. I didn't grow up Christian, and you know, we lived the Mormon life. Towards my end of my high school years, our family started to struggle, and because of that, that was pretty much what started moving us away from the Mormon church. But we still consider ourselves Mormon. And we had, I had an uncle who was a Pentecostal Christian, and he kept inviting us to church. And my first year of college, my mother, my sister, and myself, my stepfather stayed home. We went to that church service at his church, and I met the real Jesus. It was undeniable, you know, no question about it. I met the real Jesus. I gave my life to Christ. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I began to live for the Lord ever
since.
That's
so cool. And wait, I feel this strong in my heart. If you're watching right now and you've never met genuine Jesus, mm-hmm. you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, I want you to call. And maybe you've been cold in your heart and you've walked away, but you need to make a brand new beginning, a fresh start with Jesus. I want you to call right now, because this is the Holy Spirit drawing and inviting you. And you would never want to resist God. You would never want to reject that invitation. So hop on the phone. We want to pray with you for you to have your own personal relationship with Jesus. And again, if you walked away, let's start. You know, you could, Jesus, I love this. Jesus does do-overs. I love it. It's like, oh, let's start. Like, yeah. Can we, like, write the slate clean and start all over? Absolutely. Get on the phone. We want to pray with you. And Jennifer, you have this cool book, Seeing the Supernatural.
Right.
But you framed it a lot from your background and some of the things that were difficult for you, negative things.
Yeah.
So what would you say to somebody who's had some negative background and difficulties as it relates to spiritual stuff? How would you speak to them as far as growing in the gift of discernment?
Well, this is about dealing with spiritual things. It's dealing with the spiritual realm and things in the spiritual realm. So with my background, I had, you know, I was connected to the spiritual realm, but it was negative. So what could be the tendency is for someone to want to shut all of that off because they don't want to ever deal with anything demonic. And I dealt with some serious demonic things growing up, especially right before I became a Christian, very serious things. And so you have to actually embrace what the Holy Spirit's doing. We don't just pick and choose what we're going to see, but we have the Bible, we have the Holy Spirit to show us what to do with what we see, sense, what we encounter, so that we can actually bring His kingdom into every situation.
You know, Sarah, what I love, when we look at the gifts of the Spirit, they are so important because basically there are nine of them, but three of them have to do more with your mind. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. And it appears to me in your book, and just meeting you too, that those three work together very closely, mm-hmm. and you show us how it can work. Can you tell us some more about how?
Well, sure, because when you discern something about a situation, let's say it's a business deal and you're wondering, you know, is this a business partner I should be involved with? And the Lord opens something to your senses. You begin to sense maybe a heaviness, or you begin to sense like an anxiety. I mean, really simple things that you're sensing, but it's from God. Okay, now I need the wisdom. I need wisdom from God to actually know how to handle this situation in a very constructive way. You know, so it all works together, you know, because you need wisdom to know what to do with what you discern.
Mm-hmm. So this is daily. It's not just for church.
It's daily. It's life. It's discerning things about your children, discerning things, you know, as you are going here and there. You know, sometimes you'll know that you need to go somewhere. The Holy Spirit will reveal that to you. You'll have a sense about something that I need to go to a particular place in town, and there's an assignment. You know, sometimes you'll know you shouldn't go somewhere. And that's because this gift is operating. You'll discern the spirit of the matter, and mm-hmm. you'll know that's not where I'm to be today.
Mm-hmm. 1 John 2:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In the anointing, I can know. But without the anointing, a lot of times it can just be suspicion on my part.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So staying in that anointing, I think, is really key in your book.
Yes.
About the anointing and seeing the supernatural and not just getting flaky. You know, who wants to be a flake? And I always say there's enough milk for every flake. But We don't want to be flaky. Get the book. Call in with your prayer request. Maybe you feel like you're out of sync. We don't counsel, but we'd love to pray with you.
The other thing I feel that you need to call in for right now is you have some things that are going on in your life that you're not quite sure. It's kind of some surface stuff that's going on, but you feel like there's something below the surface that's causing those surface results, actions. And you need to understand what's underneath that, what's really going on behind the scenes. You've even said, it's like, if I could pull back the curtain, then I would understand. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would give you wisdom and illuminate to you what's going on behind the scenes. And that kind of goes in concert with discerning of spirits.
Exactly. I have found that even physical ailments, many of them have a spiritual root, many of them. And this gift often has revealed what those roots are and has brought deliverance to people, deliverance from whatever demonic root is there, as well as brought a physical healing. I love this gift. It's such a freeing gift, and it works everywhere.
And it's for the body of Christ.
Yes, it is.
It's not just for pastor's wives.
No, it's for everybody. And a lot of people operate in this more than they realize that they do. And so what I like about this is it begins to put eyes on you to see what's already happening in your life.
Mm-hmm. When you say eyes on you to see it, recognize it,
yeah.
Be aware. What are some of those indicators that this is working? And I do have some of this. What are some of those indications?
Well, it's as simple as a parent. When your child suddenly has a new friend and you're not comfortable with that friend, okay, did you know that's the gift of discerning of spirits?
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then I've got to get wisdom from God. Well, what do I do about that? I need to get a word of knowledge. You know, what do I say about that? You know, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they call it intuition or they call it a gut feeling. No, that's the gift of discerning of spirits. And that's just the beginning. It gets very involved and wonderfully, amazingly strong in our lives. But that's because God wants us to be gatekeepers. He wants us to be intercessors that are effective. You can't pray right until you know what you're dealing with, and this gift will help you.
I think the word of knowledge is so key. Mm-hmm. Because then you know, but if you get the word of wisdom with it, then you know how to act with what you know.
Right.
And so knowing and acting go together, and the book will really help you to discern, to know, but also the wisdom of, you know, you don't just go out and blab it out.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're demon possessed. I mean, you may scare people instead of helping people. So do call in for prayer. But of course, get the book and pass it on. Folks, this isn't just for a few. This is for the body of Christ. You know, Jennifer, God didn't just give you this gift. He gave you the gift so that you could tell other people, get with it. It can happen in your life. And you have some more things to share with us that I love. And of course, again, I love the fact that she's a pastor's wife. Because when you're an evangelist, you can come in, you look good, you smell good, you preach good, you leave. But when you're a pastor, honey, you don't leave. You deal with these things and how to deal with them. And she will be sharing more of that on the second half of this program. So stay right there.
Hear and see into the spiritual realm. For many believers, operating in the gifts of the Spirit has become a normal way of life. But there is one often overlooked, often misunderstood gift crucial to the well-being of the church, the gift of discerning spirits. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Seeing the Supernatural by Jennifer Eves, a trusted prophetic voice. Jennifer offers hope, healing, and practical help. Pulling back the veil, she lays a biblical foundation for how this gift works, helps you discern what you're seeing and hearing, reveals what is happening in the spiritual realm, and more. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's book, Gift Wrapped Fruit. God bestows many wonderful things on us when we walk with Him. These extraordinary blessings are the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. You'll receive encouragement from Marilyn and Sarah in your journey through these special gifts. Learn to sense, discern, and battle in the spiritual realm. Call or click to receive this valuable resource. If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Oh my goodness, we are so thrilled seeing the supernatural. Right. Let me just say to you right now, you need to get like 3 to 5 copies of this. And the reason I say that,
yes.
Number one, is because it will help you and you can give it to your friends. Number two, there's kingdom principles in here as well as thoughts for reflection. So if you have a Bible study, a book club, a Sunday school class, small group, this is super good content for reading and discussing in a group because it helps sharpen, and that's what Proverbs, it says, iron sharpens iron as a friend sharpens another man. And that's what God wants to help us to do. But sometimes, Jennifer, sometimes I've had people say to me, oh, Sarah, I can tell that you're struggling with, you know, something. Like maybe
right.
You're just super tired and they've got bags under their eyes and they're like half zombie. And I'm like, and they do that projection thing.
Yes.
So in here, and I love this, on page 85, it talks about discerning the motives of the heart.
Right.
So help us to know, sometimes we get those mixed signals.
We do. And part of the gift of discerning spirits is that, you know, it's something you have to, it comes through practice. You know, Hebrews 5:14, that it's you practice and you will make a mistake. And the only way you know is that somebody tells you that's actually not accurate. And then you learn, oh, I discerned wrongly on that situation. Mm-hmm. But to actually discern correctly, let me give you a couple points. There's three areas I like to tell people is that you want to pay attention to your knower. Okay, because the Holy Spirit will speak through your knower. Some people will say, I just knew that I knew that situation wasn't going to work out. And you say, well, decipher that for me, you know, spell that out for me. And they really can't. They just, inside, they know, and they have enough practice that they trust their knower. Okay, then pay attention to your imagination. I know people, they'll have movies play in their imagination. It's like the Holy Spirit will play a movie on the screen, and they will know about a person's life. You know, can I trust them? Can I not trust them? You know, where are they at? And they'll just know. A movie will play. And then the last one is pay attention to your peace, because Jesus is the King of Peace, and He will lead you by peace. One time I was in China. We were going to go to an orphanage. I had young women with me. I didn't know this host. I was very concerned that, you know, they might take us somewhere, and we may never get to where we're supposed to really go. But I had peace. And I knew that we would be safe, you know? And so I pay attention to my peace. That's how I knew the motive of the heart.
That is so good. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to ask you to call in for prayer because maybe you are feeling some things and you think, is this God or isn't it? We're not going to counsel you, but we are going to pray for you. Because really, it's what you said. You learned this through practice.
You do.
And the Bible was your plumb line.
Yes.
You got to have a plumb line, honey. Got to have it. So call us for prayer. But get the book. You know, I read all the time. I probably read a couple of books a week because I learn. And we never want to say, I know it all. We never will know it all. How could we? And so this will be a blessing. Get 2 or 3 books.
The other thing, too, one of the things you talk about is how to let the gifts sharpen and encourage other believers.
Yeah.
What would you say? How could we do that? How do we let those gifts encourage but also sharpen?
Well,
killing.
Sometimes it's the way we language things. You know, when we talk about the gift of discerning spirits, for example, I like to say, I think God is showing me something, but tell me if I'm wrong or not. So I kind of preface it and give them an opening to actually tell me, no, you're totally wrong. And then I'm okay if I'm totally wrong, and they're okay if I'm totally wrong. Rather than coming after people with that hard edge and saying, oh, God has shown me you have you need deliverance in this particular spot, and I know it, and not even listening to the person that, you know, giving them a voice, you know, in the matter and being high and mighty about it. This is not a gift to be high and mighty about, not at all.
And I've had people do that to me, and I'll be like, hey, you know, that doesn't resonate in my soul. Well, it will. You're going to come around and see it the way I see it.
Yeah.
And that's a little difficult for me.
This gift is a gift to serve others. It's not a gift to destroy, damage. It's not a gift to accuse others. And so one of the things is it requires maturity. It forces maturity. And I want a book for the body of Christ so we can all at least begin to dialogue through it, have some more conversation about this, and be aware that people are going to be learning and making mistakes as well.
Totally.
Well, and God is a good God.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, He loves us. Everybody. Yeah. That's His basic thing, is His love. So I think if we want to show off and, well, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
I think check your motive.
Right.
And I think the book helps us to check motive. What is my motive? Mm-hmm. Because I'd like to slap that person. Maybe I can slap them with giving them a special word.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to slap somebody? Come on, people. Let's just be honest. But we don't want to slap them with pretending it's a gift from God, yeah. You know, because then we're out to help people, not hurt them.
Right.
And you help us with that.
Right.
What would you say, because I like what you said, this gift of discerning of spirits, and obviously grab your copy. And of course, we'd love to pray for you for the needs in your life, whatever those may be. But what would you say, you know, you said this is to serve people.
Yeah.
It's a gift to serve people. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you back up the train, you start off with a humble heart.
Right.
That I'm here to serve you. I'm here to be a blessing in your life. I'm here to let the Holy Spirit speak. How do you posture yourself to keep that?
Well, there is a built-in mechanism in here to help with that. It's the way this gift operates, because it operates through your senses. There is a certain amount of pain that you feel when somebody's struggling. Often you will feel their pain rather than, you know, just coming after them without any empathy at all. So in that sense, it begins to shape itself inside of you, because you will live through many times what that person's living through within your own emotions. And then you can actually minister out of that, because you discerned it within your own self. It's like you kind of walk through it. So there's some mechanisms in there to help keep the humility in there, I believe, and that is from the Lord.
I have a scripture that I think will really help you with this. It helps me. I say it every day. It's Titus 3:2. To speak evil of no one, to be patient and gentle, and show all humility to all men. I mean, that kind of keeps me lined up with the plumb line of God in this. And I think that's very important. Now you say, what was the scripture? Titus 3:2. You know, Titus is one of those little tiny books that start with T.
Also, just listening, I feel in my heart that some of you are watching right now and you have a physical need in your heart, like your physical heart. Mm-hmm. You've been diagnosed with some weakness in the heart. You've recently had a little bit of a small cardiac arrest. We want to pray for you that God would absolutely strengthen your heart and heal it. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God's going to do the supernatural in your physical heart. But, you know, one of the things, too, is, Jennifer, how do you tell the difference between the natural and the spiritual? Because I think in this book, you got to have some have some understanding. Wait, that's my flesh, and what's spiritual? Sure. So help us on that.
Well, the gift of discerning of spirits is not this. It's not reading people, for example, the way they dress, the way they carry themselves. It's discerning what is imperceptible to the natural eye. And so if you can remember that, you know, and you can get a certain amount of information from people, just the way they carry themselves and the way they hold their head, the way they talk, you can get a certain amount, but that's not the gift of discerning spirits. That's natural perception. Mm-hmm. And we just need to call it for what it is. You know, not spiritualize it or anything like that. But what's underneath the surface, that's the gift of discerning spirits. What's divine? What's human? In other words, motives of the heart. What is demonic? Those things you won't know unless the Holy Spirit shows it to you. That's the gift of discerning spirits in operation.
What is not naturally perceptible?
Yeah, what is not perceptible to the natural eye.
Love that.
Yeah.
What would you say, Mom?
I would say, listen to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn to listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes some of the things He tells you, for example, there's a building I pass when I drive here. Mm-hmm. And it's a new building. And the Lord said, I'm assigning you that building. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you assign me a building?
Yeah.
And I said, why are you doing that? Because I want to listen. He said, because I want you to believe for my presence to be there. So I believe for the people who clean it, who work in it, who come in it, I think listening for divine assignments and learning. And you say, have you ever missed it? Oh my goodness, yes. But I learned. I learned how to listen better. And you will learn too. And this helps me learn. I feel this is a special gift to the body. Be sure you get it and be sure you call in for prayer today.
Hear and see into the spiritual realm. For many believers, operating in the gifts of the Spirit has become a normal way of life. But there is one often overlooked, often misunderstood gift crucial to the well-being of the church, the gift of discerning spirits. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Seeing the Supernatural by Jennifer Eves, a trusted prophetic voice. Jennifer offers hope, healing, and practical help. Pulling back the veil, she lays a biblical foundation for how this gift works, helps you discern what you're seeing and hearing, reveals what is happening in the spiritual realm, and more. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's book, Gift Wrapped Fruit. God bestows many wonderful things on us when we walk with Him. These extraordinary blessings are the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. You'll receive encouragement from Marilyn and Sarah in your journey through these special gifts. Learn to sense, discern, and battle in the spiritual realm. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
Jennifer, we're so happy to have you on the program. Would you pray for our audience? Because our audience, I'd love to have our audience flow and move in the gifts and specifically discerning of spirits. Would you pray for them?
Sure. I'm going to pray very specifically just because I know how this gift operates, and those who are gifted with this and maybe you don't know it yet, you don't know how to walk in it, there's certain things that happen to you. And I'm going to pray for that right now. So Heavenly Father, I pray for every person. They've got this gift. They don't know how to walk in it. They don't know what to do yet, but they have it. And Lord, right now, all they're feeling is anxiety. All they're feeling is nervousness right now, and just not knowing where that information is coming from or why they're feeling it. I pray the peace of God to come into your heart right now, the peace of God to come into your mind. In the name of Jesus, I command every tormenting spirit that's trying to take advantage and torment you and destroy what the Holy Spirit has given to you, I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Peace to your mind, peace to your body, peace to your mentality, peace to your sleep in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've heard me and you're meeting them right there in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. This is such a blessing to us.
Thank you.
And isn't this a blessing to you? I mean, this program is very, very different and very insightful. I think some of you today, you just had a wake-up call. And so don't forget to call in for prayer and don't forget to get the book. Remember, wake-up call.